Marie Kafka from Prague, Sarah Comcoen from Amsterdam, Peter Eisler from Germany. Names written in white paint on suitcases. A jumble of them piled high, exhibited in the museum of the Nazi concentration and extermination camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau. Petters had his birth date on it. He was a year old when he reached here. He lived less than a week. From 29 nations, they all came here to the center of Europe, bundled in cattle trucks, bearing their belongings in these suitcases. It's all that's left to identify them. On second thoughts, that's not true. It's not all that's left. The SS kept everything, wasted nothing. From the interns' hair, they made textiles. From the ashes that emerged from the crematorium, fertilizer. The list could go on and on and on. I knew this was the scene of the largest experiment in genocide in the history of humankind, and the world's largest cemetery, but I never imagined the sheer scale of it, how systematic it all was, how nothing had been left to chance. Yet when I spoke to a German priest, Father Manfred Deselers, who works there at a center for dialogue, he told me the final word at Auschwitz belongs not to Hitler, but to God. So I asked him, how will Pope Benedict XVI bring a sign of hope in a place so immensely bleak? How can one pray where so much evil has been perpetrated? I mean, where was God?
I think he always began with silence, not with words. Listening to the memories of the victims. For us Christians, the memory of Jesus on the cross with the cry, my God, why have you abandoned me, is very important. So it helps to believe that those who died here were not abandoned by God. For me personally, the main important aspect is the memory, those who died here were loved by God. They had a dignity which God gave them, and the murderers could not take it in the end. Benedict, no, first of all, he comes here as a pope. He is not representing the German people, he is representing the Catholic Church. And coming here, he certainly shows that the memory of Auschwitz and the wound of Auschwitz is something important for the Church, at least in this given time of history. He feels he should come here to pray, to honor the victims, to show the world and his German people and the Church that it is important to remember and important with this memory do whatever we can for peace and understanding among nations and religions.
In Poland, Veronika Skierzbryk, Vatican Radio.